Welcome to another episode of Off the Track. This is a little bit different. I'm doing a solo episode. I'm not having anybody on. One of the people that I need to have on is Rattlesnake from Cheer Game. I have not forgot about that. I definitely want to do an episode with him. Real quick before I get into everything, Spectator Media, the website just launched. Left Turn Cult is now under Spectator Media. If you watch LTC Live on Mondays, or if you watch this show, it's two totally different, you know, it's a different branch, I think, but up and going now. We've got some really great people on board. I feel good about it. Cody he's talked a lot about it. Cody has a pretty good vision of it. Honestly, this is out of my realm. I went to school just to make people laugh and entertain people. I kind of want to keep doing that throughout this whole thing, but it's been a journey, you know. Since 2020, we had just, you know, we started with nothing. And we created this community where people can come and talk racing with the Discord and everything. So it's just awesome. I feel like every year we make a different stride. And with things take time. We're all extremely passionate about this and just wanting it to do well. But genuinely, thanks to everybody who listens to this. It's a little side project I had on. It's actually funny. At the beginning, it was just going to be me and Cody. And then Cody kind of stepped back and he said, "Man, I've got a lot going on with this launch, and I want you to kind of take over the show." So the show is just going to be me. I've got some interviews I've got planned, but this is going to be the last episode until the season in January. I've decided that solo. I'm not doing another episode of this until, or I said January, February, until the Daytona 500. Or possibly January. I might do January, but I want to spend some time with the family. You know, you spend every week doing an episode every Monday, and then you're having to do other stuff with these interviews and stuff like that. And I enjoy the interviews, but I have some things going on right now with the family. My grandmother, they found a cancerous mass, and good news is they got it out. She's going to start radiation. I feel like I need to be there for that, and just kind of focus on that. And I don't want to put more on my plate besides my new Spectator and my new and LTC Live Monday. So I'll say January. I think January is when we're going to try to push it. but man, it's been a hell of a season. Usually, most of the time, I go through the races, and I've been kind of offhanded on this show so far, but next year, this thing's going to be, it's going to be a regular series. I really like talking to people. I've had Zachary Tingle and Taylor Kitchen so far, and they're both great guests. I love both of those. I love talking to people, so. Championship weekend, man. First of all, Ford swept. I cannot believe that Ford swept. As a Ford guy, Ford swept every race. And I feel like that's a big accomplishment, especially with just how little Fords there are in competitive Fords in the Xfinity series. And then, you know, one Ford was in each championship Ford for all three series, and one Ford won. And I feel like the odds of that has got to be pretty crazy. But to start off, I'm going to start off by the truck race. Man, the truck race sucked. it was terrible. That was the worst excuse of a race I've ever seen in my life. I just could not stand that. That was just bad. At one point, it just got to a point And honestly, I get to a point every year where I'm like, man, you know, all right, I'm NASCAR'd out. I need to chill for a little bit, focus on some other stuff, because I like writing movies and stuff like that. But I'm already kind of NASCAR'd out this year, and I think that's just due to everything that's going on behind the scenes of my life too. But at one point in that race, I was like, please God, let this end. I don't even give a shit who wins. That's my one cuss word already. But I'm really hoping Grant Enfinger can get it. I'm a Ford guy, but I really like Grant. He's just a good dude. Good racer. I feel like he's had good opportunities. And he just couldn't get it done. I will say the Ben Rhodes diecast, championship diecast, if they produce it, is going to be sick. Lionel needs to produce that. It needs to be sick. And, I mean, Ben Rhodes is a cool guy to win the championship. He parties hard after a championship win. I mean, the dude was talking about how dinosaurs weren't real. I hope he was joking, by the way. I genuinely hate people that don't believe in dinosaurs. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't believe in dinosaurs, I hate you. We're not going to get along. We're just not going to get along. I can handle flat earthers. I can handle, you know, pretty much any conspiracy theory. But if you tell me the dinosaurs aren't real, just, you know what I mean. You're an idiot. That's the only thing I can say. I'm going to go down on record saying that I don't like people who don't believe in dinosaurs. I feel like most of the time it checks out. I feel like most of the time it does. But Ben Rhodes, cool guy to win. Awesome that Thor Sport won. Awesome that Ford won. Grant was close, man. He was so close. But I feel like the one thing that happened during the race was the battle between Corey Heim and Carson Hocevar. That's the talk of the race. Corey Heim was really good. And then Carson comes in and makes contact with the 11, sends him up the track, turns him around. 11 had some damage. I don't feel like his truck ever really came into – I don't feel like he had the same truck after he spun, just from the damage that he had on the right side. And, you know, 42 makes his way back up the field. And the 11 – he just fences him. And on one hand, I really don't blame the 11 at all. I feel like he should have understood that was going to alter the championship. And I don't blame the 11 for lying at all, because NASCAR has put these drivers in a box now to where they think that if they admit that they wreck somebody, they're going to get fined and get a penalty. So, I mean, that's just what NASCAR has created now. But the thing is, the 42 has had a track record of doing this type of thing. I mean, this is not the first time that he's come out and he's done something like this. There's no way on the face of this planet that you're going to convince me that the 42, what Carson Hocevar done, was an accident. I don't care what he says. I don't care what the excuses are. I mean, I'm going to have to hit the BS button on that one. You can't come up that far up the racetrack. And, I mean, he came up so much. Like, he came up so far and hit the 11 and spun him out and ruined Corey Heim and Tricon Garage's championship hopes. Just destroyed him. And then he does kind of the same thing where he gets out and he says, I need to be better. That's always so good so many times, man. At some point, you got to quit talking to it. And, you know, I don't believe it. I feel like a lot of the Cup drivers don't believe it. And think about being the Xfinity series. He's going straight to Cup, and he's going to be racing in the Cup cars. And, you know, he cannot bring that type of racing to the Cup series level. He won't last long, or Cup drivers just will not race him with any respect. That's just first and foremost. I feel like there needs to be... I don't like the idea of truck drivers jumping straight to Cup cars. I never have, never really been into that. Used to, there used to be a kind of a funnel. You know, you go from trucks, you go to Xfinity, and then you go to Cup. And now we got a couple truck drivers that are really jumping to the same team, with Zane Smith and Carson Hocevar. I feel like you need to prove yourself on an Xfinity level and then move to Cup. But good for them. Good for them for finding the bridge. They found an alternate route to go straight to Cup Series. And, I mean, who could blame them, right? Bigger paychecks, more opportunities. They get to go prove themselves at the top level for a longer period of time. But I just can't. I just can't get into that big of a jump. And I feel like when you got drivers that are out there, the truck series making moves like they did, that is going to put kind of a black mark on the Cup series itself. So, Carson's full of it. No way that wasn't intentional. Kind of a people reader anyways. I read that. I didn't believe a word he said. Corey Heim, I'm a little disappointed in his way of revenge. I'm a fan of settling it outside of vehicles. I like when drivers do that. But at the same time, you got wrecked. You're not making any ground. The championship drivers that you're facing are running off and leaving you. And you see the 42 car who just wrecked you, and the reason that you're not making any ground is because of the 42 trucks, RSA car. And he comes up, and then you're mad, right? You make a split decision. I don't think Corey Heim was thinking straight. I don't think he was thinking correctly. But I think the fix to this is taking the truck series out of the playoff. Take the playoff format away from the truck series. I am a fan of the playoff format. I was alive when we had the old chase for the cup. The playoff format is so much better. you can't convince me otherwise. There's just too little races, and I feel like there's just too many drivers that are trying to plant their feet in the soil of NASCAR and make a career. And the truck series, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to prove yourself so you can make your jump, right? Get an opportunity in Xfinity and then the cup, or sometimes straight to cup. I mean, we saw that, like I just talked about with Zane Smith and Carson Hocevar specifically. But I feel like a points, just a straight point system, have a cutoff at 12 like you normally do. Keep stage points involved. Have just a straight run to the championship. Best driver wins, because these drivers, a lot of these drivers, you know, their careers are on the line. They're trying to make something out of this. I just don't think the playoffs is a good thing for trucks. That's the one series I think suffers from it. And you get stupid moments, embarrassing moments, like Friday night. Congratulations to Ben Rhodes. he done great. Ben Rhodes done great. He's a two-time Craftsman Truck Series champion now. So, can't deny him. He done a good job. Still bummed for Grant, man. That picture of Grant talking to to Corey Heim. Just the look on his face, man. If looks could kill. Then we go to the Xfinity Series Championship race. Xfinity series, I feel like is the best series every weekend. I don't think that that series ever really produces a bad race. Every race weekend I go to, I'm most excited for the Xfinity series. I'm always pumped to watch these drivers go at it. And man, what a race. So the four in that one was Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, John Hunter Nemechek, and Cole Custer. That was the final four. I feel like there's some great storylines here. You got Sam Mayer, who is the future of junior motorsports. He's really come alive this season. A lot of people saying this guy's never going to win. I don't know if he has it. He came out and proved them all wrong, shut them up. And you got Justin Allgaier, who is a great driver, great Xfinity Series driver, and has never got a championship. He's basically the Denny Hamlin of the Xfinity Series. And then you have two drivers that both have made it to the Cup level and then dropped down. John Hunter, I mean, he literally went, climbed the ladder down to the floor and then climbed his way back up. You know, went to Truck Series, raced with KBM, moved up to Xfinity. Joe Gibbs Racing has a good opportunity at Legacy Motor Club next season with their manufacturer switch to Toyota. And then you have Cole Custer, who had an opportunity in the 41 car, didn't pan out. And then he got moved back down to the Xfinity Series level, took the 00 back. So there's a lot to prove with every one of these drivers. But the racing, man, the racing was so good. John Hunter and Cole were definitely the strongest. Justin Allgaier had a mistake right off the bat, and I feel like that hurt him. It took him a while to get back up front. Still made his way back up front, but it definitely hurt his chances a little bit, I feel like. I mean, you're having to make adjustments to the back of the pack rather than the front. And, you know, the air is so tight back there. But Cole has it won pretty much, and then a caution comes out. Caution comes out, and there's a restart. And, man, the restart was nuts. You've got Sam. You've got Justin. You've got Cole. You've got John Hunter. All of them, right up front. Any one of them can win this at a green-white checkered attempt. And Justin makes an aggressive move, gets to the outside of Cole. Sam Mayer's behind. I don't really feel like he was ever as much as a threat to winning it as Justin and John Hunter. But Justin Allgaier has to check up from getting in the back of John Hunter. He goes to point. Cole Custer makes an insane move, dives to the bottom. One of the greatest moves I've ever seen in racing. Seeing what happened, like he saw it out of his windshield, saw that the 7 was going to have to check up from getting into the back of the 20, knows the 7 is going to angle it down to get under the 20 and race, arrow race this guy. And Cole just makes a great move, dives under both of them, able to get a great launch, back in the gas, side drafts the both of them, gets clean air, goes into 3 and 4, and is just able to take it, man. And I mean, that's exactly what Cole Custer needs to be doing to prove that he needs to go back to the Cup Series level. I feel like he got a little shafted. The 41 car has always been kind of weak at Stuart Haas. And, you know, there's been other people in the 41 since Cole. By other people, I mean Ryan Preece, and Cole's won. Cole has won a race. I feel like Ryan Preece is a talent, too. Do not take that as I don't think Ryan Preece is a talent. But Cole dives down, wins the championship, Stone Cold, playing the Stone Cold music at the championship. That was badass. That was sick. He's a champion. He's an Xfinity Series champion. I feel like he was the guy that should have won. And now he has moved back down, got a championship, did it right. And these guys come out and they proved how to race each other. Complete night and day difference between the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series races. Fantastic. It was great racing. I never expect anything less from the Xfinity Series. So many talented people in that series. But Cole wins. Justin misses out on another one. finishes second. Seemed pretty happy with his results at the end of the race. So I can't really say anything about that as long as he's happy, you know. I feel like John Hunter was bummed, you know, just from this ain't the first time his championship hopes has went up in smoke. But he's been one of the most successful racers. When he dropped down the trucks, he was one of the most successful. I mean, he was the guy that I thought you had to beat every weekend when he was in the Ford truck. And same way with when he's in the 20. I mean, had a great year. You can't take that away from him. Fantastic season. And then Sam. Sam's just getting started. He's going to be great. He's a future driver. Junior Motorsports is a lot to be proud of. I feel like they've done a great job. But Cole Custer, Double Zero, Tony Stewart, and Gene Haas, Xfinity Series champions. Congratulations to them. Then we go to the Cup Series. Man, as it goes on, I'm not a big fan of the Gen 7 car. The reasons that I'm about to give may surprise you or may not surprise you, but the Gen 7 car, to me, is what everyone expected the car of tomorrow to be. I feel like COT racing back in the day was some of the best racing that we've ever had, but everybody expected it to be terrible. I mean, I remember when I was young and they talked about the car with the spoiler, which ended up being a airborne, like, what's the word I'm looking for? An airborne tendency to go airborne. I don't know what word I was looking for, but, you know, I feel like everybody expected the racing just to go downhill, and I genuinely, like, I look back on the COT era, and it was really good. Maybe that's just because it's nostalgia for me. I don't know, but I really like the COT era. But when we got to, I really like Gen 6 too. I like Gen 6 up until the later years. I feel like Gen 6 went downhill. But Gen 7 racing is just totally different. It's just different. And I find myself hating it the more that I go. But then we'll have a race like Phoenix that just completely changes my opinion of it. I don't see how you can look at Phoenix, this race. And I saw like Jeff Gluck tweeting about it and some other people tweeting about how bad the racing was. I don't understand how you can look at that race and say that that race was bad. There is an aero problem with these cars, 100%. It's hard to pass. And I feel like that was stated at the very beginning when these cars first entered the sport. But I just can't see how you think that racing is bad. I mean, it was so close between the 5 and the 12. I mean, they were racing each other super hard. The 24 as well. And the 20 before what happened to him. I mean, this was the best championship race in the playoff era that I can remember. The only other one that came close was when Joey Logano passed Martin Truex Jr., specifically just because I was so impressed that that even happened. I thought MTJ had that championship wrapped up. But this was the best championship race of the playoffs. It was so close. It was so close-knit. And not only was it so close-knit, but the fastest cars were not playoff cars. You had Ross Chastain. You had Kevin Harvick. You had Chris Buescher. You had Martin Truex Jr. in the mix. I mean, these guys were fast, man. And I feel like it just made it that much more exciting. The aggression, the ferociousness of it. I can't see how you can look at that race. That race was a 10 out of 10 championship race. Best one I've ever watched. No matter who would have won, I would have said that. I thought that was a good race. But I guess let's dive into it. Championship race, it goes. It's Kevin Harvick's final race. I think everybody expected him to do good. 20 seasons that he's had a top 10 at this track. And he continued it. Did another top 10 this time around. Unfortunately, he did go winless. But he got up there and led a race, man. I mean, to me, that's going out on top. He led the race. He was in control. He was a danger until some pit stops happened. But from me to all the Kevin Harvick fans and to Kevin Harvick himself and Kevin Harvick's family, Delana, Piper, I'm trying to think of his son's name, Keelan. Keelan, from me to you all, Kevin, be honest with you, I never did really like you. Matter of fact, I couldn't stand you in your early years. A lot of things, man. I really like to root against you. But then the later years happened, and I had so much respect for you. Just your accomplishments and just what you've done. And maybe the blue oval on the front of your car helped that. But genuinely, Kevin Harvick, you are one of the most talented race car drivers to ever enter, and you don't need me to tell you that. Future Hall of Famer for sure. It's going to be so different for me not seeing you on the track. And you're literally one of the last drivers from my childhood. I'd just like to say congratulations on a fantastic career. And I'm glad to see him in the booth. I'm glad to see you sticking around. Kevin Harvick, forever. I feel like that was a pretty good plug. It's so weird doing this by yourself because you don't have anybody to talk to. Or like most of the time when I'm doing a show, I look at people to see if that sounded good. I don't know. Let me know if that sounded good. That Kevin Harvick, forever. Anyways, the race goes on. Christopher Bell has a flat, goes into the wall. His championship hopes end early. To be honest with you, I thought the race was going to come down between 12 and 20 at the beginning. I thought they were the two best looking cars. I thought the 24 was at a disadvantage because he was running out front, and you know, they're not making any further adjustments. These guys that are running behind, they're running the traffic, they're working on the car constantly. And when you're leading, you're not making adjustments, right? You're leading the damn race. So I thought the 20 and the 12 was going to be the ones to beat for the championship. I thought it was going to come down between them. And then 20, brake rotor. I don't know if I said flat tire earlier, but I meant brake rotor. Blows a brake rotor, goes into the wall, ends his day. Sucks, right? Joe Gibbs' only entry into the championship four, and it's over. And Christopher Bell has been in the championship four twice now, and man, he's so talented. I don't know if I see another seven-time champion coming along with this car, this specific car that we got now, but I feel like Christopher Bell's the new Jimmy Johnson. I just feel like he's the new Jimmy Johnson. I feel like he's going to have a crap load of championships. But his championship goes up in smoke. So does his rotor. And then the race is on between the 12, the 5, and the 24. And, I mean, the 12 had to pass the 5 a lot. And I feel like the whole time, the biggest takeaway I have is they always race each other clean. They were aggressive in some cases, but not as bad as the truck series. I want to keep pointing that out. Prove that you could race each other aggressively and with respect. And I feel like that's what these three young, extravagant men proved. But the 12 ends up going towards the lead, gets behind the 1. The 1 does not let him pass, which got frustrating, right? Like, if you're Ryan Blaney, you're trying to pass. Dude was pissed. I mean, he was livid. He was flipping him off. Blaney's kind of a hothead on the radio anyways. He's short-tempered. He's got short fuse. And Ross Chastain's not letting him pass. He's getting frustrated. The 12 ends up giving him a shot. Truex passes him. And the 12 has to cool his tires off for a little bit. Makes his way back up. Passes the 19 back. Gets behind the 1. And then the caution comes out. It was green flag pit stops at this point. Green flag pit stops happen. You know, the 12 pit crew, I feel like, wasn't as fast as the 5 or the 24 all night. The 5 and the 24 have had some of the best pit crews all season long. But anyways, caution ends up coming out. You know, Kyle Larson has a hell of a pit stop, so does Byron. And then we've got Chastain, I think Denny, and somebody else stayed out on 2 tires. I can't remember who it was, but throwing a little bit of a hurdle in the championship 3 at this point. And then tons of racing, and then Blaney ends up going. Passing the 5, they race each other super hard. I keep expecting a caution to happen. It didn't come out. Caution did not come out. And Ryan Blaney is the 2023 NASCAR Cup Series Championship. Man, I remember when Ryan Blaney first came into the sport, and I said he was a talent, and I really liked his. He had a weird way of coming into the sport. Came in through Brad Keselowski Racing, raced his trucks, and then he had mostly a part-time schedule in the Xfinity Series, and then Wood Brothers, got a win in that car. I feel like his way of coming into the sport was a little bit different than most drivers nowadays, but genuinely happy for Ryan Blaney. I've always liked Blaney. When Roush was in a slump, I pulled for Blaney, so it was pretty cool. I will say I'm probably the reason that Ryan Blaney won the championship, because as soon as I changed my full fandom back to Roush, driver-fan relationship at all. Anytime I pulled for him, something catastrophic happened. So you're welcome, Blaney fans. It's great to see. It's great to see Penske. Penske goes back to back. Ford goes all 3. A little disappointed in Byron. I really thought that he was going to give more of a fight, and he didn't. Larson gave it all he had. I feel like the 12 car was better than both of their cars. And his car was really good there last season. Last championship race they had. I feel like he could have won the race. He was definitely given team orders not to pass Joey, but. Good for Blaney, man. Good for him. It's great to see. The question that I wanted to hit was, can Blaney be mad at Ross Chastain? I'm going to say no. And here's the reason. At first, I thought maybe Chastain was kind of being a dick. But then he raced the 5 car when the 5 on the final restart. He raced the 5 car the exact same way. And I think that's fair. If you're going to do that, you got to race everybody like that. At first, I was a little scared. I thought maybe he was playing Team Hendrick fiddle for a second. And I guess he wasn't, because he did not. He won the race. He did win. And I mean, I feel like that's just Ross. Ross is a winner. Ross and Joey Logano are 2 very alike characters. So I don't think Blaney could be mad. Who can blame Ross for not wanting to give up a win? And who can blame Blaney for being frustrated, really? I mean, felt like the 1 was going to screw his championship hopes up. But just and a good race throughout. There were some really cool top 10 drivers in the race. I saw McDowell was in the top 10 at one point. Brad was in the top 10 at one point. Denny Hamlin top 10. Interesting top 10. But yeah, Ryan Blaney is a 2023 Cup Series champion. Cole Custer is the 2023 Xfinity Series champion, and Ben Rhodes is the 2023 Truck Series champion. And I feel like all the shit that was talked on Ford all this year, saying that they didn't have what it takes, and they felt like RFK was, and they were, RFK was carrying the manufacturer on their backs. Ford showed up on championship weekend, and they swept it, and that's insane. So, congratulations to Ford Performance. Congratulations to Team Penske. Congratulations to Team Stuart Haas. Congratulations to Team Thor Sport. That was a lot. Whew, that was a lot to get out without breathing. But, real quick, Cody and Coop Daddy and Cody's fiance, Summer, was at Phoenix. I'm glad that they were there. I'm excited. I was excited for them to go. I'm really pumped that Cody got to go see Ford kick everybody's asses the whole weekend, man. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope it was a fun trip. Man. I think that about does it. I'm going to wrap it up. It's been fun. It's been great. Like I said, expect a new episode in January. I think we're going to say January. I just done this on a whim to get this over with. But I got some pretty cool things. I'm gonna start working on the left turn call off track. LTC off the track, not off track, off the track. Local short track tour. We're gonna get some tracks together. We're gonna have a live podcast. It's gonna be great. But I want to go ahead and announce it on this episode. There is going to be a winner of the Left Turn Cult Brass Award. You should know that we were going to do that. And I'm looking at it live right now, trying to find it. If it'll pull up. 17th place. I'm trying to stall. NASCAR. I feel like everybody's looking at the NASCAR app right now. It just keeps crashing. Keeps crashing. Man, this sucks. I really expected this to do good. I want to go ahead and say it's probably Chase Elliott, which means we'll be going to Dawsonville and giving the brass award to him specifically, or somebody that just wants to take it. I don't really care who it is, but that's fun. There is going to be an award. We'll probably do a ceremony on the live show, so not a big deal that I couldn't see it on NASCAR's app. It's not NASCAR's fault whatsoever, I promise. But also, you're going to get to work on this local short track tour. Tour some places. I'm hoping to get some new merch created so we can sell some stuff and get some looks on these guys. And I think I'm going to try to focus on ARCA too season. I think I'm going to try to hit up some of my ARCA friends and hit that series up pretty hard. So I want to thank every one of you for tuning in this whole season, whether it's to this show that just happened to start at the end or LTC Live, who follow us on Twitter, who interact with us in the Discord. Thank you so much for being a part of the cult. You all mean so much to me. And the rest of the guys, I can speak for them too. You give us motivation to do something. And we're going to keep doing it, baby. We're going to keep clawing our way to the top. So appreciate you listening to this solo episode. Hope you guys have a great off season. Hope you guys have great Thanksgiving. Hope you guys have a great Christmas. And hope you all have a fantastic New Year's. JKL out.